In the backyard of her Lexington home, writer Savannah Sipple breaks up clumps of rich, dark soil with a gardening hoe in preparation for planting tomatoes, cucumbers, green beans, and maybe some corn. She learned this skill from her grandmother growing up in eastern Kentucky.
But I'll have tomatoes probably in this bed, and then over here.
Gardening is one thing this Kentucky writer does to relax. Lately, she says, there hasn't been much time for relaxing. Sipple is primarily a poet. She also writes fiction and nonfiction. Her work has been published in places like Salon and Go Magazine, and now she's working on a revision of her first novel.
I think one of the things that comes through in my work is just writing about an experience that is often overlooked. And so I'm not just writing from a feminist perspective, I'm also writing from an Appalachian perspective, but then also being a queer Appalachian woman. And so the work that I do all sort of speaks to that experience.
The 39-year-old Sipple has received 3 artist enrichment grants from the Kentucky Foundation for Women. The organization awards the grants to feminist artists working toward positive social change. In 2012, Sipple used the grant money to help publish her book of poetry, WWJD, and other poems. In 2015, she received support from the foundation to write her memoir, and her recent award is going toward work on her novel.
One of the things that I hope happens when people read my work is that it creates some sort of understanding, and so that even if my experience is not their exact experience, then they at least have some sort of understanding of what it might be like. But also, I think it's also very validating for other folks, whether they're artists or not, to see their own experience reflected in literature that they read. And that's not an experience I had very often growing up. Maybe you're not necessarily from a rural place, but maybe you grew up queer or closeted or whatever else. And so for me, it's just a matter of like trying to build understanding. And I think that's where change really starts to happen.
Sipple says her writing style is influenced by several different places.
I read voraciously, first of all, and always have for as long as I can remember. My mom tells a story of me packing around a stack of books as tall as I was around the house wanting to be read to. So that's a huge part of it. But also I think that in my writing practice, one of the things I try to do is just tune out this thought of like, what is this person going to think or how are people going to react to this, and try to like tell the truest story that I can.
Her first collection, WWJD and Other Poems, was published in 2019 and was included on the American Library Association's Over the Rainbow Recommended LGBTQ Reading List. Sipple and I walk to a park that's close to her home. Sitting on a green picnic bench, she reads a poem from her collection called Pork Belly.
Imagine you clutch the carving knife, slice it under and against your own ribs, one cut for every time they call you fat. Take that meat, preserve it with salt to season your beans.
The KFW grant she received in 2012 supported this collection.
Yeah, my first KFW grant was to support that collection of poetry. And that collection of poetry was published in 2019, which is 7 years, but it took on a lot of iterations and went through several revisions at that point. Tom.
Avery Guess is the grant program's manager for the Kentucky Foundation for Women. She says artists from all over the state apply for grants to do work that they hope will transform society. Guess calls Sipple a triple threat because she's used the grants to write poetry, fiction, and nonfiction.
She writes about a variety of themes, often centered around LGBTQ+ issues, as well as intersectional issues such as Christian fundamentalism, body shaming, fat phobia, and also homophobia, and what it means to be queer, rural, and feminist.
Savannah Sipple says she plans to work on a revision of her novel this summer. The working title is Three Strikes. It's about a summer league softball team with 2 narrators who are best friends. One of them is closeted and coming to terms with being gay. She says the support provided by the Kentucky Foundation for Women has been pivotal in helping her career as a writer. For WEKU, I'm Sherry Lawson in Lexington.